Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whenever you listen to this thing. This is a Coffee and Controller podcast, right?
Yes, it is.
It still is, yeah.
I said some other sounding words, but it was good. It sounded like I was driving over gravel. But yeah, we are here now with a quick episode that's going to go out quickly because we have Comic-Con coming up. Woo! So before we even get into that, if you are listening, tell us what questions to ask.
At Comic-Con.
No, and what's the name of Rishka Agate? No?
What's no, Veronica Taylor.
Oh, Veronica Taylor, the other one that's on our TV.
the voice of Ash Ketchum.
We are going to be chatting with her. That's quite exciting.
Next week.
Yeah.
Foul tomatoes. What's it? Tomato sauce.
Yes. It's
Ash Ketchum.
Burnt tomato sauce.
Yes. Anyway, because we didn't know what to ask her. We still popping off.
We're supposed to have the questions, you know, ready, but like,
nah.
No.
I'm opting to ask her to say like swear words in the voice of Ash.
Nintendo's going to hire a hitman for you if you do that.
Yeah, I'm going to be famous then. Anyway, let's start. So what games have you been playing and watching?
So Fallout came out a week and a bit ago, the TV series.
How
and
is it?
I'm loving it. I'm not disappointed at any aspect of it.
Oh, I've heard it's very good. Like,
it's fun, man. It's like it captures the essence of the games. It's like that serious brutality, but so silly at the same time. Like the first episode, there's a scene where a lot of people are getting hurt and killed and stuff like that, but it's played to like some lovely like classic music in the background, and it's all slow motion and blood splatting everywhere and crazy looks on people's faces as they're getting stabbed, and it's crazy Fallout fun, and I'm really, really impressed by it. That's really nice. Impressed.
Yeah, but I haven't finished the first episode yet, but I liked what I saw, like, because there was like moments where like the ladies in the, I can't remember what her name is now, but like she's like injured and she uses a stun pack and see it. And then the guy's about to attack somebody else and he takes Psycho before he does it. And it's cool because you can see that like they actually like paid attention to the game.
To the game. And like
the things look like how they look in game. They look real. And
even
like,
the Pip-Boy.
Yeah.
Pip-Boy looks exactly the same.
And they're making one now that you can, they're making one that you can buy, like a proper functioning one. It's not like in the old one that was like, it was just the, when they gave like, I think Fallout 4, they gave one. But then it was just
a
holder.
Replica.
No, it was just a holder for your phone. So you just put your phone screen in there.
Yeah.
But like it now it's like supposed to be like a prop one that you can actually buy. But I don't know. Obviously,
that's going
to
be like
the end that come with it.
Yeah. But then, but also, so since watching it, I'm like, let me go back to Fallout, But I'm like, let me play Fallout 76 because I've really given that not much time at all. And I'm really also impressed by it.
I've heard it's like a lot better. It's in a good space. It's not great, but it's like...
Where does that fall in the...
It's the very...
last one.
Oh, okay.
That's come out. It's MMO.
Yeah, but it's the first... It's the first in terms of timeline. It's the first one.
Yeah.
But it's the latest game. And it's like a live service game. So it's all online.
Oh.
And I think in the beginning, what a lot of people thought was people like in the world, if you encounter another player... Everyone would be hostile and start shooting at each other. But my first thing, I like hopped on. I'm like level one. This level like 100 and something dude comes up to me in this massive armor and stuff. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Starts dropping stuff on the floor for me to pick up. So guns and armor and stuff like that. And then obviously you can emote. So I'm like, thumbs up. Thank you. And then he's like, cool. And then he just followed me around, just giving me shit the whole time.
Yo, be like that.
Have you seen the stuff where like the Phil Spencer from Xbox? No? He's also in. He also plays that game.
Yeah,
a lot.
He plays it a lot.
So a lot of people have like encountered him in game.
It's crazy.
He's like just gives them stuff, and he has like amazing loot and stuff. And he's just
love that.
Does he have the like? Does he play the actual game or is he himself in terms of like? Does he have access to just go? I'm giving out shit today, and it's never gonna run.
I have no clue. But like, I wouldn't be surprised if he was playing it because he is a fan of those games. So
I hope they gave him like a thing where he's just got unlimited things to give out, and he can just be that guy.
Well, he's the boss, so he can be like, give it to me.
He runs like Xbox Division, who owns Bethesda at the moment. So he's like, give me the stuff. But else what? You fired. Like, what else?
I hope he also kills people because that's also nice to see the boss be
in game.
We
need to specify.
Disclaimer.
In the real world, and you never know.
I do remember one funny thing that happened like post launch in Fallout 76, and they've obviously fixed it because like the launch was a mess.
It was
a mess. It was bad, and like no one was playing, nothing was like really happening.
Yeah.
Then they patched it, and they had this weird encounter system where like NPCs would attack you, steal your loot, and if you kill them, you can't get it back.
Oh, no. So like, just disappears basically.
Yeah, so people were like losing like their loot, and it was like, no, give it back, and you can't get it back.
Because it doesn't belong to the system even, because if someone takes it, someone will own it.
It disappears basically. Disappears into the Matrix. And I was like, assholes. That's actually really funny because the NPCs were so hyper-aggressive. So like, you were kind of forced into this fight situation, and now it's like,
it's a win or lose, a proper win or lose situation that's happening.
Nah. But I'm glad to hear that it sounds dope.
Yeah, I still want to give that game a go because I remember when the trailer came out for it.
It looked just
like I was standing in line about to go into an exam at campus when the trailer came out. And I watched it while I was while we were waiting for the other people before us to leave. And I don't know if I wrote anything. I just remember because I had that trailer of like a cover of Country Roads.
Fuck yeah.
But it was like a different version that I never heard before. And it was just crazy. And then the game came out and everybody said it was ass. So.
You were disappointed.
But it's good now.
I think it is. I think it's great. Yeah. Maybe it's because I went in with no expectations, but there's an overarching story. You're just playing in an online world of Fallout. And it's really cool.
I think like people who were playing now are just excited to have other players now join. And everybody's like really invested in jumping in. So it makes it like exciting and that.
Yeah.
So didn't you play the first one?
I installed it. And I played for like 15 minutes, but it's very tough to go back to
the isometric,
but also just turn-based fighting. And like, the thing is like, when I read up about the game online, because I wanted like tips on how to get into playing it after coming from a game that's like 10 years later, you know what I mean? Everybody kept saying, read the manual, because you need to.
RTFM.
Like,
you need to know all those things. I didn't get the manual because I found it in like a secondhand store and it had the first three games on one disc. So I was like, okay, cool. Paid R5 for it, whatever.
Download a PDF.
I must not download a PDF and then read it. But I'm going to give it a go because apparently that's like one of the better stories in the universe. And I like the world building and stuff like that. So I'll give it a go, but I'm going to play it. But like I can't do too much of it.
Yeah, you have to.
Because like it's
different.
Yeah, it's like it's almost frustrating to try to go back to something that feels older. Like, but at the same time, I think it aged really well because it's cool and like that style of game. That's basically like the style that a lot of these indie developers are like trying to remake.
Yeah.
So then you play like an original that has held up really well in terms of the fact that if a game is solid and it has a good story. You can play it no matter how bad the controls are or anything like that because you can fix it, man. So I think, I will eventually finish that game, but not anytime
soon. Not soon.
Because it's not fun yet. So I don't want to work while playing.
He hasn't gotten to the part in the manual where it's like, fun, how to have it.
And what are you playing, Shadley?
So I've been recovering from the flu this week. But like, fun thing that happened was like, my son, my eldest, is like really getting into games now and he wanted to play on the Switch. And so I introduced him to Super Mario Bros.
Nice.
And he was like really enjoying that. And then he wanted to play Crash. Okay. So I put him on Crash 1 and it's a rough road that one. You were suffering. But like, it's really nice to see, like, he's not fazed by like graphics and things like that. He's just enjoying the game for what it is. And it's the kind of games that it's simple enough that he's not going to get overwhelmed by it because some of the games are like some of the racing games that he plays, he like sometimes gets overwhelmed. He's like, there's too much going on here.
Yeah, too many buttons.
Like
Crash is just two buttons, isn't it?
It's like jump and spin and that's...
And
move, like, yeah, and Mario's, double jump.
And Mario's also like two buttons. So it's just really fun like reliving those games through like his eyes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which is like, it's just eye-opening to
me. Is he any good though?
He's actually pretty decent. Like, shockingly,
so
I was
it doesn't
like,
run in the family then.
You know, Shadley has grown up because he didn't make his son watch him play.
Yeah.
Like, he actually let him play.
Shadley's lens sharing now.
Or maybe he was too sick.
Now. I hope Shadley's children grow up to make him watch him play games.
They do. He actually does that. He'll be like, Daddy, come watch me play. And I was like,
That's my boy.
That's Karma.
And then, are you watching anything?
At the moment, no. But I want to watch The Body Problem on Netflix.
It's based on a book, isn't it?
It's based on a book. But I've heard like very mixed reviews about it because the book, because it was translated from Chinese, apparently it, like the concepts don't come across very well. And then like the series sometimes like glosses over it. So now I'm like in two minds about it.
I heard the book was insane. I haven't read it.
So I don't know if I'm going to read the book first or like what, but yeah, I'm eyeing that next.
I watched it. No, I wasn't a fan, hey? It's weird, but not in like a fun way. It's just like, and also
it doesn't do enough like in that weird, like when it commits to the weirdness to like get you into
exactly. But like there's a few like fun things and but honestly I think that if it weren't made by the guys who made Game of Thrones, this would have come and gone. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just got their names behind it, even though their names are a little bit tarnished after the...
Look, it's also a 20 mil an episode, apparently.
That's crazy.
And I go like, from what I've seen, I go like, it looks good, but it doesn't look like...
No. So a season could end World Hunger, basically. Like, it's hardcore.
I go, look, the job creation is great and what, but like... It needs crazy. To look like it costs $20 million. If you're spending $20 million, it's gotta be good somewhere.
Like the CGI is good in it. If I think about it, most of the 20 more probably went to the CGI budget, but still, like something feels like
off.
Like it feels, funnily enough, it feels cheap in a way. It feels like a cheap series.
I've heard that. Like,
and like it's also funny because the guy that the actor that plays Samwell Tarly in Game of Thrones is like this like hard man in it now.
Oh no!
So he's like, fucking hell, man! Yeah, fucking hell. And then I'm just like, it's Samwell. No, dude, like you need to be
we
wholesome.
Know you're not this strong.
We know you the soft guy. Yeah. Like you beat typecast.
So maybe. This week we were watching Physical 100, the season 2. Have you guys watched that yet?
I kind of started it, but
it's such a good show. Just in terms of like, firstly, everybody's ripped as hell, but they all got these different shaped bodies. So it's all like, some of them are like super buff. Some of them are like lean. Some of them is like a judo expert or something. But they've all got like the thing and you navigate through the show doing those things or so. But yeah, like it's also weird because the edit is so different in terms of like how the Koreans edit their show. So let's say one thing will happen to a person, right? But there's four cameras on the person or four cameras in the room. Yeah. They will show each moment happen to every person, regardless of the sound. So you go, someone goes, then they look at someone else and they go, then you hear, like it's in the beginning, you go, this is not how the world edits. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as a style, it works though. No, it does. They get everything done. And then just in terms of drama, how they lead it through episodes, really well done. You genuinely, the cliffhangers are cliffhangers. Like you watch it going, I want more. Where's the next?
I watched the first season and I enjoyed the first season.
And also again, the thing of they give the all. And also I think it's maybe the Korean culture. Everybody is like, they honor each person. Like, even though they go up against, no one is like, oh, I'm in your face.
That American forced drama kind of thing.
That I'm going to beef with
you. There's no cockiness or anything. Everybody like humbles himself for everything.
Like we all got you on our credit kind of thing.
Which is, it's a refreshing take to see people be nice. The wildest thing with the world. And then on Saturday night, very weird thing. I went to go watch a movie that I was in. And it was the wildest thing ever because it was like the cast screening for the movie, Irina. I'd say 80% of Afrikaans movie. And then I was the English part. But anyway.
I was going to say now, you're famously not great with Afrikaans.
It's going to be like, what are your lines? The hot bluff.
But it's wild in the movie. I'm Yasin Barnes in the movie. It's not a flex. It's just a weird thing because in another scene they speak about Yasin Barnes and the subtitles are on and I saw my name there spelt like my name. It wasn't someone else, it was me. And it was just, but the wildest thing that I noticed in the thing was my barber's befuck.
Nice. Shout out
to Rajis. That fade was in.
Nice.
But it's very weird to watch yourself on a big screen. I think the movie comes out in August, the premiere, and then
we will be critically analyze.
We'll post a review of the movie.
I laughed and cried the entire movie, like proper chunking, like the whole cinema chunked. It's a movie about the janaza, about a funeral, a Muslim funeral. So there's a lot of tears, but at the same time, if you've ever been to a Muslim funeral, you know that a lot happens within the space.
We speed run.
Go 12 hours. You in the hut, dance. But yeah, it was a. It's a great movie, and then I'm excited to for everybody else to see it also.
Nice.
But don't tell me.
And we will criticize this movie.
Only crit me.
Don't yeah, not the movie, just me. But also, you this last weekend at time of recording and a couple of Saturdays coming up, you've got the competition.
So myself and Saeed, we ran the Jai Funny Championship. It's basically like idols for comedy and new stand-up comedians. The Saturday Post, we went through like 60 Mensa, basically, of that just did a 3-minute set for us. We saw some amazing people and some not. And either way, it was always entertaining. We saw some people be over the line. Some people said some wild stuff in the name of comedy and it wasn't. And then, so from the auditions, we go to the heats. So every Wednesday, there's a heat at Canal Walk at the auditorium. And then those who make it through the heats go to the finals. And then the winner from that performs at the Baxter Theatre at the Funny Fest. But it's just...
Well, the acid.
Yeah. But it's just like a liquor experience to see unknown people be amazing.
Yeah.
To see names that you don't know. Because sometimes you go to a show and you go, okay, we know him. And we know he's going to be funny, so that's fine. But when you see someone that you don't know, there's a spark on that, that's very liquor.
Yeah, there's like... I was thinking about it earlier. Like my favorite part about the whole process of this thing is the fact that like... For so many people, they're like just one good opportunity away from being able to change like
their life.
Mm-hmm. And like, it doesn't need to be winning that thing. It could be being in the competition and somebody in the crowd being a writer that's like, yo, I want to work with you. Because that happened last year.
Yeah.
The Brad didn't win. He didn't win his heat, but there was a someone in the crowd who makes like TV and stuff. And
they saw him
and they were like, cool. Yo.
That's
so
bad.
We must work. There's so much that can happen out of it. And so it's like just cool to play, for me personally, to play a part in it. Yeah. I enjoy it so much. And yeah.
Nice. So the prize money, the prize is a laptop from MTN. There's a daughter plan that comes with it. And there's 5,000 cash. But the main prize is that you perform at the Baxter. Right? So one of the guys asked me, he's like, yo, why is it still 5,000 rand after all these years? Then I go, firstly, 5,000 rand is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Secondly, the other thing is like the biggest prize is you get to chill with comedians. You get to be at the Baxter. Mm. So my career started because of this competition. We Cape Town got to see you every night. I got also, when I performed, they also got booked for TV stuff. So you just... It's just that's part of the...
It's a foot in the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, it's just so you're not performing with like small names.
It's all big names.
So like you...
Like Yasin Bonds. Yasin Bonds. Yeah. But yeah, that thing of... And then also you get to chill with them and they get to see your set. They get to like almost like craft you to an extent with good tips.
You can actually like... And the mad thing is you get to see how from like the first night, the guy that takes a slot or whoever takes a slot, they're nervous. The crowd isn't working with him. And then you see them like last year, like the guy that won the first night, he was okay, but the crowd wasn't there for him yet because like, it was a bit tough. I saw him again 2 days later. He was better. Nice. I saw him 2 days after that, way better. By the end of the month, he seemed like a bra that's been all around the world.
Like, it looked like a professional theater.
That's nuts. Cause you can see that person do that same 3-4 minutes, sometimes going over that 4 minutes they're supposed to do every for like 30 days in a row or like for people. Like after a while, I feel like you'll never be phased by a crowd again because you stand there and there's like 666 people.
It's also while the Baxter seating is 666 seats.
Yeah. So, and that's full every night and you perform to that every night. You'll never be phased by a crowd ever again.
Yeah.
So if you are listening to this, then please come to the shows. Yeah. It's 50 rand a ticket at Canal Walk.
And enter next year.
Yeah, and it's so enter. That's the other thing. We saw people that tried it for the first time. Some of them were amazing also. Like you go, they've never thought of comedy and they're better than people that actually do comedy on the regular. But yeah, that's the project that we're busy with now. now, after all this, let's get to the Comic Con. So we Cape Town Comic Con. It's starting on Saturday, running all the way to
Wednesday.
Yo, that's so long.
So many days.
It's a lot of Comic Con.
Yo,
what are you guys excited to see?
To see, I don't know. It's just like the whole vibe of Comic Con. Like last year was such like a liquor vibe. Like we were there, and it was just the energy. I think, you know, post COVID and all of that. Like to have a big event, and then you think, okay, it's not going to be that full, man. You think Comic Con, people don't really have money, they might not come. And then it was just packed. That whole weekend was just packed out. And it was like, everybody was just into like everything that was there. And
yeah, it's a thing of where the nerds and the geeks can be nerds and geeks.
Yeah.
And everybody's there for that. And even,
it's like at 100.
But everything that you're into is there. And people that are into it also there.
And it's like, you don't have to be like ashamed of what you enjoy there. So you can just go there. If you cosplaying now, people will come to you and be like, yo, that's dope.
Yeah.
They will, even if you feel like yours is stunk compared to like the next person who spent like months, somebody's going to come compliment you. Like,
that's also a thing I love is bad cosplay. It's also fun.
You'll never know who you are. But yeah, it's just like the energy last year was so liquor. And I think like we shot a lot the first day and everybody was just keen to like jump on board to be a part of it. And I think that made it easier because it's a lot when you're like running around shooting content.
It was so like intimidating walking up to strangers to go, yo, will you talk to us?
Yeah, like it's not easy.
That's why Yasin Bonds is there.
Yeah, film star.
Yeah, film star, comedy Yasin star. Bonds,
stand-up comedian, film star.
Interviewer.
It's going to be on his t-shirt.
Just on the back, you're going to find him.
It's IMDb page printed on the back, yeah.
I think it's like it's come such a long way also because it was like FanCon first.
We
at that weird spot, at Waterfront.
Yes, I forgot about that, yeah.
I never went to the FanCon stuff.
It was like...
I remember seeing it happening and just going... Yeah,
I know, and it sucks though because I went to a fan con. So there was a year when I think it might have been 2019, just before COVID. When it was at the CTICC, and that I went with.
Was it the blue and orange logo?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So I went there, and I'm like, I took my niece there, and like she was like she cosplayed, she did her thing. Dang. And then it was just like I saw it almost through her eyes in a way, and I'm like, this is exciting, bro. And she was like, Uncle Brad, there's other people dressed in this from the same anime as me, can I go hang out with them? And I'm like, no, first of all, no. But let's go say what's up to them. And she actually became friends with them and everything. That was also that fan con where I rediscovered my love for Pokemon, because there was a guy selling a Charizard like theme deck. For like, call it was like $200 at the time, which is what theme decks go for. And I'm like, yo, I can just get a Charizard card now and then. And I bought it and I was like, it just reignited the thing in me. And I saw photos of that fan con from, I think a friend of mine posted them on Facebook, and he took photos of the Pokemon cards there.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking to myself, if I bought any of those at that time, I would be a wealthy man right now.
Really?
Yeah, I was just looking. That was like that like series of cards that now are like, you can't get them anymore. So if we just got them then,
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
So but like, anybody's listening again, buy the cut now.
Exactly.
You won't regret it.
I remember, it was like one of the first fan cons I also had at the CTICC.
Yeah.
And now this was a little prior to 2019.
Okay.
So I still won tickets through Gareth Woods.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. And then myself, Anwar, and another bravo, I was like, we were like, okay, we're going to go. So like my bravo was like, okay, we're going to the CTICC. He's like, he expected like a few people, like 50 or so. I'm like, CTICC, my guy. But that day it was sold out. It was like 7,000 tickets.
Whoa.
Gone. That's just insane. And they had to take tickets from like the next day to sell because there was just so many people coming through.
But
and it was like,
how do you take tickets from the next day?
I don't know.
In terms of space, I just think of space in a venue. How do you find space for tomorrow?
I don't know.
Just put people in the air.
They must just find a place in there. But I think at that time, they still hadn't like worked it out fully. It was basically just like stalls and like gaming comps happening. And that was about it. But now you can see like the event is a lot more fleshed out. They have panels. They have the cosplay competitions. Yeah. They have like obviously
the gaming, setups.
Guys, and then like your stores as well. So I think it's developing quite.
Yeah, nicely. For sure.
I think my cosplay is going to be as a guy who sells stuff out of his pockets.
Yeah,
I'm just going to sell snacks to guys. If you see me, I'm selling chocolates out of my pocket.
Like a child from recess.
Yeah.
It's
going to be like,
what are you looking for? Just because I feel like you can make extra money on the side.
Yes, Yasin Bonds is going to cosplay Yasin Bonds. Like, that's what he's going to do.
He's going to cosplay Yasin Bonds from that movie he's in?
Yes.
Yeah. Then yeah. No one's going to know because it's not out yet.
No one knows. They're going to know.
Just thinking about like what I'm looking forward to. It's just like you said, like being around almost just like-minded people and just shooting the shit with him. You know what I mean? And just talking nerd. You know, that's what I love. Like, I haven't been to, except for that fan con, I've only been to one Comic Con, and that was in Joburg, the one that you and I went to. And that was 2019.
Yes. That was just a dope experience.
I love that, man. That was so good. Like, that was huge, hey? There was like three massive halls next to each other in Midrand and obviously in Joburg.
And then there was still also the children's one. There was actually four because there was a kids con on the one side.
They have one this year also.
Is there a kids con?
That's cool.
They didn't have it last year.
No.
I don't know.
I think last year they scaled down because they just weren't sure of the numbers. So they held back a little bit just to sort of test the waters. Yeah. But I think this year they have the kids con again. They have like a bunch of things going on. Yeah, they have the kids con open. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah.
And then who's all on panels? What do they have? Or who's the biggest that they got going?
Sean Gunn is going to be there.
The guy from Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Yep.
That's how we'll remember him.
we gotta keep him humble. Yeah. No, remember his.
I'm just gonna stand on the side. I was saying, what's the song? Where you lean, I will follow you.
Okay, we must.
You
guys are I'm not
singing along.
But you know the song though.
Yeah, I know. Cattle King.
Huh?
Cattle King.
Yes. Damn it, guys. You saw all haters.
No, it's just like, we don't want to get the copyright strike.
Yeah, true.
My singing is not good enough to be copyright strike, please.
They're going to strike it for not being good enough. They're going to be like,
no. That actually just lost us an interview with Sean Gunn. We had one and now we're going to lose it because of that.
But yeah, they have a bunch of the cast of One Piece that are coming through. They have Veronica Taylor's coming back.
Yeah.
She was in Joburg last year.
Wasn't she in Cape Town as well?
It was Veronica Taylor.
She's the voice of Ash Ketchum. Now, why do we interview?
That's another interview.
I'm going to ask her, where do we know you from?
See, the same embarrasses us on a public platform.
So we must either go with like a dorm interview for her, or we must go with a Nardwar interview for her.
Yeah, we must like
the two sides. We must go.
I'm checking IMDb for what's the worst thing she was in, and then we only ask about that.
Yeah, we don't mention Pokemon at
like,
all.
Never. And then just at the end, you're like, wait a minute, I think you sound familiar.
Your voice sounds familiar at the end of this interview. Yeah, thumbs up.
They also have Leslie and Brent. She's also going to be here.
Annie Brandt.
She brought Afrikaans to the demon world. Eh?
Yeah.
Just like, yes, girl.
I went out.
She was in Tekken.
She was.
She was Leo in Tekken 7.
And Dragon Ball Z. And she's been in a few other video games.
She was in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh as well.
Veronica Taylor.
Yeah. I went Veronica to shout, Pikachu, foot check. Who's that Pokemon? Your boo.
You see, that's how we're going to get kicked out of like every future event. But I think it's dope also, like the quality of guests that they're getting now is like...
They've upped it as well,
upped it. And they're mixing it up with like sort of high profile and like mid profile guests. And so...
We say mid, actually, but they still got a decent...
They are shows that are like... Bigger than like anything else.
It's also great that we have so many South African actors being in fan shows.
Yes.
Or like I'll say geek and nerd world shows.
Yeah, but like we get to flex that on the rest of the world.
But also we get to have South Africans be at our Comic Con as the characters that we love. If it makes sense.
Yeah. Next year, they're going to have Yasin Bonds as the guy.
As the guy. Also, as the guy, bro. The movie, it says there as himself. And I was like,
Do you know what I love?
I'm going to be in One Piece. Yeah. Just in a One Piece.
Oh, God, no.
Somebody's going to do that cosplay. One Piece is real.
You know what I loved at the Comic-Con in Joburg that we were at?
Yasin Bonds is there.
Yeah, Yasin Bonds was there as Flat Iron Man. But... I was randomly walking past this like one of the auditoriums, right? Some dude comes out like, Troy Baker and Nolan North are doing a talk in here right now. And I'm like, okay. So I walked in. Troy Baker and Nolan North, if you don't know, they are like the two biggest video game voice actors like
in the world.
They're just sitting in the front. I went and I'm like, I sat right in the front row.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this allowed? Like, I'm so close to them. And then I just like
kicking me out.
It wasn't like it hadn't started yet. So then I was like, Troy, what's up? And then we started like talking a little bit in the front and I'm like, the whole time. Like, yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I think I blew him a kiss. and then I felt very awkward. But then I shook his hand afterwards. He was just like, when he left, he was just like, oh, thanks, man. Like,
look, he's back. Yo.
I wish.
No, but this is the thing of, again, especially with voice actors, I feel like a lot of them live in our worlds. Like, we see them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if all of the voice actors never are in one job only.
No, exactly.
We see them in so much of their work. And we know them so much.
Especially like the established ones, yeah. They across the board, like in a bunch of things. So it's like if you hear their voices all the time, but you don't get to see them after that.
Did you meet Troy Baker is in everything. He's the guy that is everything.
He's
in Fortnite. He's he's the voice of the main character in Fortnite.
He's also Joel in The Last of Us. He's the Joker in one of the Batman Arkham games. He's Delson in Infamous Second Son.
Yeah.
He's honestly in everything.
He's the guy in Bioshock Infinite also.
Yes, Booker DeWitt.
Yeah.
Booker DeWitt.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is Samuel Drake Nathan Drake's father or brother?
Brother.
Okay, so he's his brother as well. He's been.
I'm looking at all the games behind us.
He has 410 credits on IMDb. So he's.
What can you buy with all those credits?
He's been working. Almost enough to play one of the few working games at Wonderland in One City. Fix your games.
then there was also the Rick and Morty. We also met one of the
comic artists.
One of the comic artists we met as well. Once you realize that they're also just normal people sitting at the store and you can just talk to them. So by all means, when you see people, take the photo, talk to them, get the signatures, do the stuff. Fanboy.
Because I went, there was a dude like cosplaying as Trunks at that Comic-Con. So like, I think you went away to do like a show or something. You were busy. So I was just walking around with my camera, like filming stuff or whatever. And then I went up to this dude and I'm like, do you mind if I take a photo? I almost felt like I was taking up his time or whatever. And he's like, he was an American dude. He's like, dude, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
He's like, take the photos, man. Like, and then from then I'm just like, no, I'm taking photos.
I'm cosplaying as Trunky this year. Trunkies.
Please. The sketch jacket, you're going to get the rest.
Super Trunkies.
Trunkies and One Pieces.
Yeah. I seen Bonds, famous for being inappropriate.
For getting arrested at Comic-Con.
Also, like, one of my favorite things about Comic-Con that I'm looking forward to again is just talking to, like, some of the vendors, because I remember last time, like, everybody was just, like, so happy to share, like, what they do.
And you
see so many different artists and everybody is doing, like, really cool things.
Yeah.
And everybody is just, like, so excited to talk to anybody that comes there, because obviously, like, why wouldn't you want to share?
It's the passion.
Yeah.
And you go, everybody's there to show off their passion. So when you go to the stalls, talk to the people.
Yeah.
Even if you don't buy, just go talk. And again,
even if you can't afford it, go tell them how dope their shit is.
And take photos and put it on your Instagram. Just share the shit, man.
That's actually the main.
The people that are exhibiting there, I've exhibited, but not at like a Comic-Con, like at like wedding expos when I was like doing wedding videography all the time. And like, you feel nervous when you're like exhibiting because you are selling a product at the end of the day. And these guys are there. They need to talk the whole day to people and stuff like that. And let's just go up to them and make it exciting for them and just compliment them on the shit. You know what I mean?
And I appreciate what they're doing. These people are talented. Like, let's not take that away from them. They're talented at what they do. That's why they're there. So like,
exactly.
Let's appreciate and that.
The thing of sharing the stuff, whether you have a following or not, showing the appreciation is also just sharing the thing to go,
exactly.
Hey guys, I like this thing. You never know who's going to see it from you that's going to buy from them.
100%.
So let's say 10 people see it and one person buys. That's a dope sale for that person that's passionate about their thing. That's a drive that you can make this person or the business go to the next level.
It's also one person to like go, oh, hey, where is this person?
Yeah.
Like, where can I like like get their stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all it takes. So like, yeah. And it takes nothing from you, like nothing. So like,
yeah.
Let's like just spotlight everybody there, like as many people as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's also like a, just like validation for the people that are doing these things.
Yeah.
Because like if you bet on yourself to pay that fee to be there for the
it's not
for
cheap
the 5 days,
by the way,
and you bet on yourself to like make try to make this like your what you're doing. Having somebody just say like, "Yo, keep it up,"
yeah,
that can be the difference between somebody like being like, "Nah, I'm gonna give up now," or keeping with it, and like, yeah, go for it. And if you are listening and you are ever store something, like,
find us,
like,
tell us,
find us or like DM us on Insta or whatever, and tell us to come to you.
We'll come to you.
Yeah, we'll bring film star Yasin Barnes.
As himself.
Film star.
As himself.
Do you know how impressive it is? You're playing yourself. Do you know how famous you have to be?
Yeah. You know you must be. It's
Yasin plays himself every day.
I'm basically took DJ Khaled way too serious. So and then also the other thing is they've always got these figurines that I'll never buy, but I love to look at. And also, like, they've got the big ones, the ones that look like skin. Where you go, this is, it's almost not right to have. Because when you see like the Henry Cavill ones, the Superman ones, you go, this is.
That's art.
Yeah, it's proper. Like, this must be in a museum, but I'm going to look and I'm never going to buy because this stuff is freaking expensive.
I don't have museum money.
Yeah. And then there's also, if cricket is there also, the people that you can print and cut stuff.
Oh yeah. They were giving people like a free mug
t-shirt
with your own prints on last year or something like that. But the queue was crazy because obviously
I'm gonna see if I can skip the queue. I know someone
because
gonna
he's a claimed film star. Yasin Barnes
as himself.
The other thing I also is like just the amount of like panels they have for like just other things like they have for like streamers, they have for up and coming artists and that, and it's like it's away from the main stage, but it's like there's something for everybody there.
This is a panel for streamers. Then I was like, now where's the panel for balloons and the confetti? What kind of party is this?
Anyway, now you see the party extended over.
But yeah, the thing of they've gotten every factor of. I'll say nerd culture is a part of it. No one feels excused. There's the table.
Tabletop.
Yeah.
They've got for like authors. They've got for
Who's the authors that's gonna be there?
Like my friend Shamiz is gonna be there. She's gonna be she has two panels on, I think.
That's amazing.
Yeah, double panel.
And that's because she has like a whole new book also coming out. So we will get an exclusive on that as well. So you don't wanna miss out on that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know what some of the other panels are. Happening.
You did a panel last year.
I did a panel last year on coffee and controllers. I'll post like a clip from that.
So did you record it?
Yeah, I recorded it. I posted it on our
Weren't you sick TikTok. when you were doing it? Were you sick?
No, I was sick after that.
Oh.
No, I was sick before. No, please.
You see, at least now I'm considerate. I'm sick before.
Yeah.
On the day I'm fine. And the last time I was sick after, so it was after the time. You see, considerate.
Just get better. Then Retro Guys was there also that we saw and well, are they going to be there?
They're going to be there as well. I think Affordable Gaming.
Affordable Gaming also told us that they're going to be there as well. Just check in.
And then Red Bull and Toyota and Doritos.
That Toyota Gaming Engine, they do a lot of cool shit, hey?
They do.
Like, they really, really do.
They really
and
do.
Also, I don't expect them to.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I don't think of Toyota like, and go.
I never think of Toyota and games together.
You go like, Toyota. I'm going to go truck some ticket now.
Yeah.
That's not like a thought process.
And also those gaming things give out big money prizes also, which is fun.
Didn't somebody win like 100 grand on FIFA?
That was
Vodacom, I think.
They
have Telkom
daily ones and then they also have like the big Comic-Con tournament ones or so.
Yeah.
And the big screens is always a vibe. And it's also, because we've always watched videos, I think growing up, of like people in rooms watching two people battle it.
And then we became those
and
people.
No, but now with Comic-Con, you get to be in those rooms.
Yeah.
You get to see people go 1v1 against each other, playing to the very bitter end.
They have that Fortnite comps also there. Like, remember when we watched the bit?
Oh, yes.
Was that the pros versus like whoever wanted to challenge?
Nah, that was like they were having a tournament. So like when we were there, it was just the finals of that tournament. And they were playing like I think like it was 1v1, but like best of 100 because it's like just 1v1 in a box fight, man.
Yeah.
So then they were just going at it like crazy. Yeah. But then every time a bra gets killed, then the other one like stands up. Yeah. And people are cheering.
So
and
then you
like,
you need to enter it because you've been playing on massive lag on like an old computer. So now you go there with a PS5.
Sure. Sure.
Now you're like reading the Matrix there.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything will be like, slow.
I wonder if Dean could play.
He probably could, but like those also people who play the game for a living, man. So
yeah.
Even like people that play like 8 to 12 hours a day, kind of
like they only play and because you can make money playing those tournaments. So if you play online tournaments, you can get cash cups and stuff. Like it can work out for you, but again, lag and
do they just pay you in V-Bucks or do they pay you in
cash cups? Cash cups, like there's like you can get, I don't know the exact amounts, but there's like a lot.
If you play enough, you'll. You get like a decent bit of money.
Yeah, you can Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yep. That's we can't guarantee we're going to be there every day because especially Monday, Tuesday, it's we've got jobs. But
speak for yourself.
Well, I think I'm gonna pull in like Monday, Tuesday evenings. Yeah. Not late, obviously. I don't think it goes.
What are they one of us will be like lurking at
every day.
The first day, I think we'll all be
Saturday, Sunday, definitely. Yeah. Well, Saturday, definitely.
Yeah.
Saturday and Wednesday also.
Yeah.
Last day, last chance to catch us.
Yeah.
And there's still tickets available for Wednesday at time of recording. So that's cool. And Monday and Tuesday as well.
Well, also my sister's going to be there, Peishi. She sells the Eclipse and Hooters. So I'll probably also just be there. Just to lamba. Yeah, to lamba. Who else is there's Zubaira that does the henna, which also always has like a super long line. I don't know if you remember last year. It was just like the entire
people were just like waiting like in the queue.
But she also like really good work and like really fast. And she does like normal henna, but she also does the tattoo styles, like the
nice
the geeks,
prince.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is dope. It's like
part of the world.
Like fake tattoos, but like
who also else? Not. Last year Raz was there. Raz Arnold was there.
Yes, Raz Arnold.
I don't know if he's there again this year, but he had really cool stuff, especially if you like Pokemon stuff.
Yeah, he does.
He had like really cool stuff.
Nice.
I think T-Tri's art, he sent us some artwork. Like
the Metabots. The Metabots was fire.
Yeah,
I think he
might be there as well.
Metabots.
So like guys, there's a lot of people you can go check out. And that's only like a handful of people we like talking about here.
I have a question for you guys though. What are you looking for? Like, what's the stuff that you're going to be on the lookout for? But also,
that I'm going to buy.
Is there anything that if you see it, you're going to buy it? I'm just going there. I'm looking only for wrestling stuff. That's the only thing I'm considering. Like, maybe if like there's somebody selling like loose, like Pokemon cards, but like cheap ones.
Mm.
Like, you know, like how you can buy like a Durban Bowl games or whatever, the 5-rand singles.
Exactly.
If I find any of those that's on my list, I will pick up one or two.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm just looking for like wrestling related stuff.
So eat bites, Pokemon cards like inches. Just like
what's the packs? Like
how much is a pack nowadays?
$100.
$100.
Yeah.
You see, and like I know what I want, and I only want all the stuff I want is cheap.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can spend 80, like I did a list on the site. If I buy all the cards I want, like literally like everyone that they have in stock, it's 85 rand.
That's fine.
And that's like 20 something cards. Like it's
and you're paying like the price of basically like a pack.
Yeah, and I'm
like
getting exactly what I want.
That's the thing about getting the packs. It's like it's a gamble. It literally is a gamble.
Like the best thing about the pack is like just keeping it sealed and selling it off at like a later time. Like that is literally the
just
best thing.
On the note of gamble, X-Men is fire. Also, I'm streaming it, so it's not through Disney, don't worry. But it's good though. It's good.
Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly, not through Disney.
Psych. But yeah, it's so, so good. It's like they've taken the essence and of the original and they've written it for people like us.
Nice.
No, it's 100% for people like us.
Yeah, like the stories are deep and soft and it's also just good TV.
Yeah.
Have you watched
it? I haven't watched it yet. I like binging. I don't like the weekly thing. So I'm going to wait. But I also want to watch.
Like heavy spoilers and like.
But no, it's also fine.
I was going to say, I'm for like animations, I don't care if it gets spoiled. Yeah. For some reason, I don't know why, but I want to go back and watch the OG X-Men 97.
I don't know if I could watch the old stuff.
It's pretty decent.
Yeah.
But is it?
Well, yeah.
But the new stuff is written with so much like tang on it. Like
it's good.
But also the thing of like Magneto is such a good character. And also, the movie's
fucking lie to us. Sorry, I must say so, but like the way the movies made Cyclops such a weak ass.
No, bruh. He's like a really like poorly written character in the movies.
Horrible, because like, there's one
in
scene.
The comics, there's a reason why Cyclops is the leader of the X-Men, and it's like X-Men 97, like truly highlights why he's the
There's a scene that they jump out of the jet and they're falling down. Then I go, how does Cyclops land? Because I don't know Cyclops' full ability. I never knew he can basically shoot the ground and then land via the laser. And I was like, nah, they were fucking around with us in the damn thing. The other thing I had noted, and they do it in the movies or so. So you've got covers on the sides on your specs. Cyclops don't have that. Then I go, no, man, the laser must come out on the side also. But anyway, that's just a small thing. But the show itself is good.
Nice.
It's really...
I'll watch it.
Also, the music, the everything. Just
the theme still slaps.
Yeah. They also didn't over 3D the thing. Because, you know, sometimes there was a time period when they took 2D cartoons and they started using almost like a 3D aspect to it. Mm. And it started taking away. But this, they've used it nice and softly. It's a...
Nice.
It's a
they basically made it look... like crisp, like it looks clean and neat, but it's still like faithful to the original show. So it's like
it's worth the watch.
Yeah, it's definitely worth watching.
Are we going now too?
Are we gonna wrap up on?
I still want to know what you guys are looking for.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I feel like I want to buy. I think I'm gonna get like badges, so that I want but I also want to find some local stuff.
Mm.
Like buy stuff from the Mensa.
Yeah.
But also the magic of Comic-Con is I'm gonna see stuff that I shouldn't spend my money on.
And spend your money on it.
Probably gonna I must put some money away now.
Yeah.
Your bank account must brace itself now.
And you?
I think I'll only know what I want when I see it there. Yeah, exactly.
I'm the one who's sick, yeah. I'm supposed to have a strepsil.
But I do want to get a few prints. From like the local artists and stuff like that, because I just need to kit out my office, man.
Yeah.
And I want to get some nice prints for it. And then maybe some figurines, let's see. And then definitely if there's anything Pokemon related, I'll go have a look, but I don't want to get anything like modern. Modern Pokemon actually sucks. I'll say it. Hot take.
Give me like first two generations. I feel like after that, I feel like they went too wild. Now, why is the Pokemon looking like a fridge?
Yeah. Ach, no, it's not only that. It's also just like...
the way the game has changed.
Not only that. It's like they're releasing a set every 2 months now. And it's just impossible to keep up. And like...
it's Digimon now.
It really is, yeah. But it's not, and like every they'll release a set now with, let's say, 100 different Pokemon. But then the next set will have this some like 20 of that same 100 Pokemon, just a different artwork and stuff. And it's just like it loses its fun. It loses its excitement when a new set comes out. So there was like a special set that came out recently now, Paldea and Fates. And I just couldn't have been bothered at all. And I've been watching a lot of the like Pokemon content creators, and they almost like it almost feels the same. Like it's oversaturated now.
Yeah.
But if there's any Pokemon stuff for sale, I'll go have a look. Because like I said, at the one fan con, I should have bought a few stuff there.
Now you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's odd like pops that I'm looking for, but...
yes, Funkos. Oh, yes, the Funkos are cheap sometimes.
Specials, yeah.
So I'll see, like, I'm not like hung up on like, I must have it now. And then I also want to check out like some of the retro games.
Yeah.
See if there's some like cool retro games that are available that might like jog my memory and be like, oh, hey, I remember that from my childhood. Mm. Maybe I'll splash some cash on that.
Yeah.
And then I'll check out like any specials on like Yu-Gi-Oh cards as well, just to see.
True. Hey?
Oh, yeah, you need to get back into it.
Yeah, I want to see like what they are, because like some of the boxes, sometimes they sell for cheaper there. And if there's a good deal, maybe I'll take it.
Yeah.
Like I'll see what's available. So
I think you can find like a mat that looked like a trap card.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You must have.
No. Hit up... Spinnacorp.
Yeah, Spinnacorp must come through.
And he can make you a trap card.
Trap card will be
trap
fun.
Card.
My number one goal, though, same as it was last year.
Daniel Bryan.
Is to get Shadley to spend money. Last year, I was nagging the whole time.
No.
He didn't fall for it. But this year, he will.
I'll back you up on that one.
Are you going to bring your boys with us here?
No, I'm not taking that.
good
job. Way too much admin.
I won't be able to like, what?
No, on days that we not there or days where you go alone.
I, I think, like, to be honest, it's too much for them. Like, I don't think they will.
It's a sensory overload.
Yeah, on another level. Because it was weird for us there.
Yeah.
And like,
and like they're at that age where it will be like, it will be fun for like 5 minutes and then they'll be like, no.
I want to go home now.
I want to go home now. So it's like, not yet. Like,
yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I think just to wrap it up, I think come find us at Comic-Con.
We will
come
be
talk
there.
Shit with us. We'll find you as well. Yes, you.
Approach
we'll find you.
Saeed.
Yes.
He is our go-to spokesperson. Speak to him first.
Give him
no
10
rand.
And give him 10 rand.
Like a car garage, give him a 10 rand. Just to make him feel safe.
Let's go to the questions.
Okay. C-Max wants to know, you know what I recalled from my youth is that I had a kid's dance mat with the Athletics TV game. I don't know if you guys know what it is.
Did we not cover this?
The video cut off when we
Oh, yes, it cut out. Oh, so what I recall from my youth is happiness. But I do remember that mat, though, but that was like a knockoff mat. Like, it wasn't like an official dance revolution.
like a little butterfly, green, black, and blue, makes a color in the sky.
But yeah, that mat was also used for the running games, and that was horrible because you actually had to run. Like, you had to tap your own feet. It was a horrible and great mat, but those who bought it didn't.
I don't know how those mats survived because people were running hard on them. Like, it was heavy steps.
Yeah. Also, it wasn't the best quality. Like, no one paid, I'll say, like $2,000 for the mat. It was like a 500 rand mat that you were buying. But, so that thing didn't last.
But also, if we think about it, it's crazy to play that game at home. Like, you just, why is somebody just sweating in my TV room, but like, relax.
But yeah, those games were too much effort, especially if you're playing the sports
time,
games.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Okay, next one. Ayan S.J. Smith-Eccles. Yo, it's a long-ass name. Quick questions. Do you guys do review on new and upcoming games?
We will.
Yes, we want to. But
if you buy us new and upcoming games, the problem, we talk about old games because that's the way our money lied.
So we've got it already.
Yeah.
But also it's time as well because we still work. So it's not like we can just trick at any point.
And even when we get new games, to play it, you must have time.
Yeah. It's like you can't just speed run the game. I like actually want to enjoy it and give like a proper review.
Yeah.
But we are trying to do like more reviews on new and upcoming games. So
I mean, we've done a few in the past. Like you did one for Spider-Man 2 when it first came out. And
God of War
Valhalla. So,
yeah. Like we are trying. Hopefully, we'll get more review codes in the near future. And then we'll keep them coming.
For sure.
Okay. Alex has two questions for us. You guys always on PlayStation, man. Where's all the talk about Nintendo? It is the best after all. So, Alex, we're actually like pretty impartial because like we have Bradley who always talks. He literally did a whole episode on Xbox.
Yep.
He always talks about Game Pass. So like,
but also Nintendo didn't come here. Like, we didn't have shops that had Nintendo hooters. You can't expect us to know Nintendo. With that said, though, I do play. I've started playing N64 now and Dreamcast with
That's Sega.
Yeah, but I mean, like, alternate to PlayStation.
Fair enough.
Also, like, we play Switch as well. So
Like, we more new. Like, I feel like with the Wii was the first Nintendo to come here that we accepted as a people. And then even so, the sales couldn't compete with PlayStation and Xbox. But the Wii got into our outside community, then the Switch got into it properly as well. So we have a Switch, but mine is at repair. We must go fetch it later.
Yeah,
and then
I also have a Switch.
Yeah,
and I drink because it's liquor. It's just easy.
Yeah, Nintendo is more fun, hands down. I will put Nintendo when it comes to fun over every other console. The graphics is bad. But they did bring fun.
But yeah, they focused on what they do best, and that's fine. And
they also didn't need a multi-tap to make multiplayer. I'll give them that also, is that they had 4 ports in the front from an early JDD.
Yeah. Once Yasin Switch is working, we'll talk a lot more about Switch stuff.
Okay, the second question was, love that man Zelda shirt. When are you guys speaking about Zelda? Listen,
because a Nintendo fan?
Yeah, I was just like, shot for the shout out for my sweater, but like,
also stop perving over Shadley.
There's four of us.
Okay, they also want a bit of attention. Yeah. Like, give them some.
Have you guys even met Yasin Bonds, who played as himself?
The hell? But yeah, we'll chat about Zelda in the near future. You tell us which ones, and we'll talk about it.
Pick of the Wild. That's the Awesome of the Wild. No, it's Awesome of the Wild.
Of the Wild.
That's the one. That one I can speak about in length. And then regarding the sweater also, we do have merch that will be coming soon, so that you guys...
Let's watch out at Comic-Con.
You'll see it.
Okay, Brian James Lottering asks, have you ever played the game Sledstorm? That's the first game I think of when I see the PS1. That Toka 2 and Need for Speed Porsche.
Jeez.
So Toka actually ranks high in my books because Toka was of the first racing games where... Because I wasn't a fan of the racing, is that you could mess up the car. And that's what you wanted. How many panels of the car can you take off? So you drive fast into the wall. Okay, that's the front one. Then you reverse fast into the back and you go, oh, that's the back. Now you must try riding the sides of how far can we get. And then Toko also had, a tank cheats for a tank.
Cheese.
Then you shoot the binder, then you see them fly.
Then you still, Toko, then you race with the tank and you just blow mints out of the way. But yeah, Toko was a fun game. I think it's the game where unserious players play. Yeah, if you didn't get Gran Turismo, that's
but the question was, have you played Sledstorm?
I never heard of it before. I looked at pictures of it now.
I feel like I've seen the cover, but like I've never played the game.
I can't even picture it, yeah. It's also big.
Yes. Oh, yes. No, I know Sledstorm. Because
I've seen the cover, but
it's a branding that we know and love. Because it's big of the big series. If I saw the big series, I go, I would play it.
At this point, though, we're just going to call Yasin Big Bones.
Big Bones.
I love it when you call me Big Bones. Yeah, put your hand.
Anyway, Sledstorm, it's also one of those games where you could do tricks besides race. I also love those where
you can do
multiple things at once. There was modifications that came with it. And then they also had, like, I think there was fighting on the side.
So you don't see race? Sorry.
The white man gonna ask me these stupid questions. <yeah.
laughs> Is that the most forgotten EA big game? Because
that actually could be. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we need to do an episode just on the big series. On big stuff as well.
Big series episode coming up. Soon. Yeah, I see we'll talk the whole time.
Yeah.
Mr. M asks, there was a game you could race cack small cars on the kitchen tables and bathrooms. I don't know what it's called.
Micro Machines?
I know this. I had this game and I had it.
Just Google it. They Google it so long. Mr. M is your real name, Boney. I actually think I do know the game though. And it was a very fun game also that.
They made fun races that were so unserious.
Even the Hot Wheels game that's on PS5. It is liquor, but it also just feels like. It's very much like a track game.
The Revolt.
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 Is it Revolt?
Yeah.
Let me see the other picture there.
I'll show you now.
But yeah, even like it's a fun game, but it just feels like the walls are there to keep you in. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of room to mess around with also. Mm.
So like you had like these tiny cars and you could race like in the neighborhood or on kitchen tables. It was so liquor. And
there was a garden stage or so.
Yeah, it was so liquor if you had the cheats for it because you had everything.
Is that on PlayStation 1?
It was on PC also. I played it on PC.
I'm going to go find it for the happening now.
What I enjoyed now was, do you remember Roll Cage?
Never heard of it.
Like this car and it could like flip upside down. You could ride upside down. You got power ups. You could shoot.
Buy that at Verimog, isn't it? Didn't they have some?
They always had that toy. That car.
They can light up a wall. Wow.
I feel like they played the game and were like, we can make this. Very the original team.
Just quickly, do you know what I want to see again in my life? And it was sold at Very Mark.
Happiness.
Yeah, that too. But the XDR Action Watch. Do you remember that?
Was that the one with the plane?
No, it was like a big. There was like a. I tried to Google it recently, and I don't know if it was just a local thing or something.
Fever dream.
But it was like I think it came in different colors. So I think there was a pink, a green, a blue, and a yellow one maybe. And it was like very like gel looking, but like this big. It was like a big bulky watch.
This one.
Yes, exactly that one. Yes. Top left. Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa.
And you used to get them at like Very Marks only. And I really want to see one again because looking at that photo now, even it looks so cuck, but like we used to love them back in the day.
So those now that you, the closest you're going to find to it is a G-Shock, and a G-Shock is dirty expensive.
But I like them.
I know they are, but I don't know if they're worth that much. Like I like them, but I don't know if they're worth
it. You might as well get the smart ones.
Yeah. It depends on your lifestyle. Like if you're going to be outside and hiking, maybe it's worth it. But if you just lump,
it's not worth it for me.
Who knows? Maybe if I have the watch.
You think the watch is going to get him to hike?
Who knows? Right? Maybe so if I have the watch.
Like, I need to go outdoors. Yeah.
Someone send me the watch. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay. Design.
So that's on your list. If you find it at Comic Con, we're going to buy that.
Also, if anyone has one at home, just like send
a photo.
I will come and fetch it from you. Just come to your house just so I can look at it. And then it's yours again.
Let us put our love his dream, please.
Let him just touch it.
I think it's going to go around three of your fingers. Next question.
Okay. Designer_dad, square bracket, Bastra-wide square bracket. I would like a slow video of all the toys and stuff around. You're my guy.
So firstly, get your name right, okay? We don't take requests from people with these cuck names, unnecessary numbers and hashtags and stuff in the name. We can't take you serious. We don't know if you're a bot. Maybe you're Skyping out the room and you're going to rob us of all of our precious things.
It's mainly Brad's, but...
Yeah.
But we will show you again. We'll make a video.
One day. But there's too many things to pack out. And it's like,
there's not enough shelf.
Yeah. If another person asks, then that's enough people that to make it worth us packing out everything.
Four people add to that.
Then we'll pack it out.
Horrible crimes going to be committed. What else is it?
That's it for the questions.
And that's it for the episode. Today was fun.
Yeah.
I'm Yasin Bonds as himself.
I'm Brad.
I'm Saeed.
I'm Shadley, and I'll be at Comic Con.
We will be at Comic Con.
See you there. And if you're listening to this after Comic Con, sorry we missed you, and see you next year.
Bye.
Bye.